With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. There's $700,000 to go, but the YMCA of the Northwoods has already raised more than $1 million to upgrade and build child care and health facilities for the Northwoods. The YMCA dedicated the former South Park School in Rhinelander as YMCA Youth Development Center on Tuesday. The building is in the process of being renovated to house 120 children in a daycare setting. Y CEO Ryan Zietlow says the center will allow more program offerings for children, including arts and music.
We expand our ability to serve before and after school programming in a very uncertain time. As we wade through what school may look like, this vision will allow the YMCA to double the number of children we may serve before and after school.
Zietlow also announced a plan for upgraded facilities at the current Y building, including an 8,000-square-foot gymnasium. He says gymnastics and a list of other programming will be expanded. A day camp experience will be available at the main campus. Zietlow says the Y also wants to make the main campus a 24/7 facility. He says all will be phased in with the dare care effort already underway. Dr. Judy Pagano is heading up the fundraising effort and thanked those persons who have already donated.
Out of our $2 million goal, we are now at $1.3 million, and that is without any corporate donor whatsoever. It's individual donors, which is unbelievable.
At the main YMCA of the Northwoods website is a link to a webpage that has a complete rundown of costs and other information, including how to donate. We have a link at WXPR.org. For the first time since 1980, Eagle River will not host its popular Cranberry Fest this year. Executive Director of the Eagle River Area Chamber of Commerce, Kim Emerson, says health concerns related to COVID-19 forced the cancellation.
The ability to hold the event safely, not only for the participants, but for our volunteers and the community as a whole. Some of the requirements that are being handed down through the CDC guidelines on mass gatherings, we were unable to accomplish or be able to accomplish a lot of what was needed.
Emerson says the chamber looked at a number of options but couldn't see a clear path.
We looked at spacing the entire event out. We looked at the things we could do and couldn't do. And by the time you finished evaluating all the pros and cons of everything, we were basically taking away from the big picture of what the event is all about.
Emerson says the decision to cancel this year's event was incredibly difficult. The festival is held in early October and draws about 40,000 visitors. Around 10,000 pounds of cranberries are sold each year. The Central Wisconsin Fair in Marshfield joins the list of events canceled this summer. A post on the fair's Facebook page says the Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors and staff have been working closely with the Wood County Health Department as well as local and state authorities. They said it is with great sorrow they are announcing the fair has been canceled. They called safety their top priority that cannot be compromised under any circumstance. They said as the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Wood County shows a steady increase, it became clear cancellation was the best choice. Brick chimneys may be a key component to conserving acrobatic, fast-flying chimney swifts, so Wisconsin property owners are asked to report if their chimneys are currently being used by the swifts. There's an online survey. Ken Kroll has more.
The swifts would nest in old-growth trees if there were any to find. As those trees disappear, the birds found brick chimneys a suitable substitute. The DNR would like to know how many chimneys are being used. DNR biologist, zoologist Rich Stafen says the swifts are insectivores and those populations are declining.
We're not exactly certain what the cause is for those declines. I think it's a number of factors, declining numbers of insects, loss of habitat.
Stafen says there's also a loss of chimneys for the swifts to nest in as people cap their chimneys or new chimney designs that are not as wide as previous versions. He hopes the public can take a few minutes and take the survey.
Try and get an assessment as to if they are in disrepair and if they might need some dollars to help maintain those in a way that would continue to be suitable for chimney swifts to try and keep them on the landscape.
Chimney swifts have slender bodies, very long, narrow, curved wings, and short, tapered tails. They fly rapidly with nearly constant wing beats, often twisting from side to side and banking erratically. There's a link to the survey at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Our forecast today, mostly sunny skies and a high near 88. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly towards morning, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.